Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Good old school, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andre Matt, and 168th and Maple. Big shout out to East Stricky on the block, bringing the energy and the, are they called the Strickism?
Strickism.
Strickism.
Put in the Strictionary.
Yeah, he needs one. And with the super pause. But, you know, look, man, for somebody to play for the Dallas Mavericks and have, you know, firsthand knowledge of being traded and what it's like, and then when a trade like this happens, he knows, so it's always good to kind of ride his coattails and pick his brain and anything sports wise, but in particular NBA basketball, which set the sports world on fire. But what also set stuff on fire, Austin, was Nebraska finishing number one in the Big Ten as far as the portal ranking goes. Now, granted, it's like a recruiting class. You know, the portal ranking class of being number one in the Big Ten, number five in the nation, will only be those two numbers if the players, majority of them, because they all, ideally you'd like to hit on all of them, but you probably won't hit on all of them if the vast majority of them live up to at least the expectations of why they were recruited to Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Then things will be on the up and up with our young talent. So the last is Big Rocco. I like the name. Rocco. Yeah. Coming from Notre Dame, 23 starts, only giving up 2 sacks. It's over like 1,200 plays, I think I saw. Fresh off a national championship run. So he has that pedigree, knows what it takes. I know if he plays at Notre Dame and his first name is Rocco, I know he has a little bit of an attitude. So I think that bodes well. Along with Elijah Pritchard, I think Dylan Raiola is sleeping pretty well. And then obviously with the plethora of skill guys and defense reloading with not only bodies, but gives you some versatility. You know, Coach Rule said, he's like, he feels like the talent on the team is as good or better than last year. Depth-wise, I'm sure he's talking about just from 1 to, you know, you mentioned the number 53 to 57.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like they are a better overall team. The guys that are on the team that were holdovers and made impact last year are back. So you expect them to take a step in the right direction. And then he broke down the roster. Then you have the middle part, which is kind of I think that's where you can make your most hay. excuse me, the 53, 57 are the knowns or what you expected or what you assume. And then that middle number, whatever he said or whatever it is.
Well, it's 53 to 57. They talked about the bottom 10 being the positional flexibility and culture guys. So you've got
35, 36.
Yeah.
Yeah, 30. Those 35, 36. And those could be a plethora of guys that are coming back from injuries, young guys that you want to mature off the field that start to flow over to the field. Somebody that maybe you were waiting to see if they could get in better shape or get bigger, faster, stronger, or just get better. And or guys that continue to get better through the offseason, spring ball, summer conditioning, the season, and then you need them to step up in any form or fashion, they pay dividends. Mm-hmm. But then more importantly, is some of those guys actually in that middle 30 can actually leapfrog some of the guys that are quote unquote the knowns. And the reason why that is, if you dive into being a All-American special teams player, you're going on every road game, you're next in line, you're establishing yourself, you're gaining trust, and then also you're getting more reps on regular defense. And then therefore you can, you know, take somebody's spot.
Obviously special teams is going to be a bulk of that. But I think about a guy that Matt Rhule brought up by name, Gunnar Gatula. Last year would have been in that 35 to 38 player range. Prohaska goes down, Corcoran goes down. Okay, Gunnar Gatula, step up.
Yeah. And
you need guys like that from that group of players to make it through a 12 plus game season.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think Teddy got hurt like during 2 days, I think. Mm-hmm. And then Turner got hurt like on a field goal protection.
Something like that.
Yeah. Colorado game, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Late in the game.
Yeah.
So you've been chilling for a while. And, you know, when Teddy gets hurt and you knew Turner was going to step in there, you're like, okay, I got to be on red alert. My time could come. But you never really think two guys are going to get hurt within that quickly in the season.
And they tried Mazuka there first.
Yeah. And with Mazuka, who had position flexibility, then obviously after Colorado was, you know, a little bit of a hiatus or whatever. And then next thing you know, you're thrown in there in overtime or against Colorado. And then, or was it Illinois? Illinois. It was.
Yeah, I think so.
Illinois game that you get in there late in the game in overtime trying to protect the blind side. And then, you know what, I will tell you this. As the season went on, I felt like he didn't stick out. I felt like he got better. It's a huge offseason for him. I think I wouldn't say he should be comfortable. You shouldn't be comfortable by any means when they're trying to bring in guys at your position. But you definitely should be motivated in the sense of, okay, all the left tackles are gone. They went other places. It's not my position by default. One of the tackle positions, I have to be the starter. But it's not going to be easy. I got to show improvement. I got to gain the trust. And then also I got to get flat out better. And that's both mentally, physically, and spiritually. And that's with a lot of the players, it's pretty much everybody on the roster.
Yeah.
Even the guys that came in as big time free agents per se. Everybody needs to get better because you were good at said school or thought you were good or thought of as being good. And obviously you're getting compensated here. I call it the Mr. T starter kit. That's where you start. Let's see where you finish. And it's the wins and losses are forged right now. And it's not talking, it's doing. And you have to understand the difference, because the difference between being average and good is generally just like effort.
And that's where I wonder how much dividend the Eckler thing can bring, right? Not saying Ed Foley didn't have juice or wasn't invested, but what's the one thing we've heard consistently about Mike Eckler? He's fired up. He's pumped. He's energetic. He connects with guys. Is it that simple for Nebraska? That some of the starters and some of those guys in that kind of middle portion of players fighting for a spot, is it as simple as care more, feed off your coach's energy, and special teams will be better?
Yeah. Here's why. When I got to Buffalo, we had Bruce DeHaven, and widely known as one of the best special teams coaches ever. Obviously, Coach Steve Tasker. Bruce DeHaven has passed, he passed, so rest in peace. He actually was a big part of my career and believed in me when I didn't even know I could play special teams, or at least at the level that I end up playing. And so Bruce DeHaven had to fall on the sword for the Music City Miracle. And the next year we had, and Ed Foley is way more experienced than the coach that we had. We had a special teams coach that Wade knew named Ronnie Jones. And when hiring Ronnie Jones, I found out later, and Ronnie told me, because I came, you know, I was more of a special teams captain. I was trying to help him. You could see he was a little bit experienced. You know, I was a little bit more, you know, long in my career. And, you know, on long flights, I remember we sat next to each other from when we played in Seattle, flew all the way back to Buffalo. And he said, when I came here, I didn't have a lot of experience as a special teams coach. I was told everybody else was going to help. That didn't happen. Now, probably a little bit of Bruce isn't here, whatever the reasons are. Bruce isn't here, you know, a little bit of animosity. I mean, obviously, I'm not in there. Well, we were one of the worst. We went from one of the best and most consistent special teams. I talked about Kevin Williams as a returner. He was a Pro Bowl returner. And Eric Moles was a Pro Bowl returner before he was a Pro Bowl receiver, to one of the worst overnight. Same guys, younger guys. We actually got faster just because the younger guys got in there. Well, in comes Danny Smith, who is the godfather, or probably the godfather of NFL special teams right now for Pittsburgh. This dude tears up some double bubble. I mean, he isn't chew tobacco. He's coached everybody from at Georgia Tech when they were co-national champions. You know, he has a long – before he got to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. When I tell you this man wakes up on 10, he wakes up on 10. And his first meeting, the energy, the expectations, the intensity, going on the practice field for a walkthrough, it just ramped it up. And we went from one of the worst special teams to on our way to one of the best. And it was the same players, just a different coach. Now, I think I'd fully, you know, took a lot of flack for guys not doing their job, but that's what happens when you're the coach and, you know, whatever.
And it's on you, but it's not, but yeah, it is.
I mean, it is, but it's not. You're the special teams coach, so when it's not going well or you can't, you know, snap or can't snap the ball back, you know, I guess you got to take the fault for it, but and that's fine. I mean, he's a big boy and he can handle it. But I don't think even prior when other guys so there's some individual choices, but that's in the past. So, but what a new coach can do, and yeah, he can have great. He's been a really good special teams coach at Tennessee, which so then therefore that gives you like on paper credibility where he's gonna where he is gonna really ideally hopefully make an impact is the expectations. The guys, holding guys supremely accountable, getting the support from each individual position group coach. So if I go to Austin and say, you know, your running backs, whoever they are, aren't giving me what I want on special teams, you got to back me up. So it's not just on Eckler, it's everybody. Special teams is a team oriented deal. That's why I call it special teams, because everybody on the team has to participate in special teams.
Besides, I mean, shoot, Nebraska's backup quarterback was on punt and shield. They were so desperate last year.
Yeah, you want your best. First of all, I don't know. I get these kids. I get you're not recruited to play special teams. Here's an analogy for
basketball. But you are.
But
welcome to football.
You want to know what you know the funny thing that happened to me when I got to Buffalo? You know, you get this big old playbook. First, you get two. The first playbook, the defensive playbook is this big. And then you get the team rules, which is about this big. The special teams is this one. And so you think by chance that, you know, you go from playing all the time in Nebraska and, you know, win some award, you know, I'm first team all con, whatever. And then so you said, go in your first preseason game. You know, you're trying to go out there and play good on defense. The best advice I got was from a guy named Marlo Perry and it's three of them. Marlo Perry, Sam Cowart, and John Hollisick. He's like, you better get ready. He's like, you better be working, worry about the kickback league first. I was like, kickback league? I'm thinking like you're getting some money. They got down the 3-point or in the punt protection kickback. He's like, that's how you're going to get. He's like, that's where you're at. So the analogy is also is if you're a player in high school and you average 20, when you go to whether it's Kansas, whether you go to Duke. Now, take Cooper Flag out of it, but just a normal
– Con Knipple.
Yeah, just a regular, like, four-star recruit.
Darren Harris.
Right. You can go from 25 a game, in his case, 30, to 8.
Yeah.
That means you got to dive on the floor. You got to be excellent in running the floor. You got to be great in closeout defense and all that. And that's where a lot of these guys that – where you hear, like, okay, you're not recruited. You're recruited to play linebacker. And you might not be ready to get on the field, but playing special teams is easy because there's not as much chaos. Even though it's very fast, there's not any checks. It's one. It's about 10 or 12 plays a game. Obviously, you like it less because that means your offense is really humming and your defense is shutting them out. And if I would look at it like this: if I'm a coach,
get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. And a player wants more playing time. But you can't show me that you can't be a starter or a core player on special teams. It's hard for me to say, for you to convince me that you can't dominate for 12 plays. And dominating doesn't have to mean you block punts, but be a good player for 12. and you want to play 60.
Is that more true in the NFL or college?
Well, I'd say college just because there's bigger rosters. Mm-hmm. Now, in the NFL, you have special teams guys that are specialists, and there is a gap between the starter and the backup. Mm-hmm. But there isn't as many
Slater, that kind of guy.
Right. Yeah. But there's not as many guys going into the coach's office saying, I'm a 4-star recruit. Like, I couldn't go into Wade Phillips' office as a late fifth round draft choice. And no matter how well I did during this preseason, and be like, I need to be starting.
What would Wade have done?
How's you doing on special teams? And really, that's how I made the league. This is an honest guy truth. And I think Coach Eckler do a great job. Is that we played in Cincinnati. And preseason is a little hard because you play so many plays on defense, then you got to go play special teams. So you're playing constant. Mm-hmm. If you're on defense, you're on punt team. Then you're on punt return. You know, then you're on kickoff return, and you got to be a factor, right? And there's some guys that are say like defensive backs. They don't play as much, or they're probably in better shape. They can come and do some stuff. So we played down in Cincinnati one time, and I was playing alongside Keon Carpenter from Virginia Tech. And I'm, you know, my family's from Frederick, Maryland. He's from Baltimore. So we kind of knew each other. And, you know, Keon was a free agent, and we ran down on kickoff, and this is how we made the team. I didn't know how to cover kicks because I didn't know like the science, but I could just run down there and try to cause havoc. So I knew one thing I could do, run down there full speed, give a little shake, and run somebody over and tackle the ball carrier. That's the easiest thing you can do. And that's what Bruce DeHaven told me. He's like, I heard you can run and you can hit. Do that. Sure. So I ran down there against the dude, gave, you know, got past the blocker, button press, guy tackled the ball carrier. I stripped the guy. Keon recovered the fumble, mm-hmm. made the team. Just like that, because they knew I was willing and able to play special teams. But we went through the grind like that together. We went from making the team, this is how crazy, to inactive. So that's the bottom of this roster, in the middle to bottom of this roster.
51 and 52.
Well, no. Being inactive in the NFL is equivalent to being...
Oh, like just off like the practice, like the travel roster.
Yeah. I'm on the active roster, but I ain't playing because you're inactive. So you're...
54,
60, 55. Yeah, 60 to 75. And Keon might have been on practice squad, so he was a little bit younger, but we're on scout team. So I went the first 7 weeks without playing at all.
Half the year.
Cool. Hey, I used to like it because I used to be able to go to the airport. We're kicking it this weekend. I know I ain't playing because once I was Friday inactive, I could not play. Sunday inactive, you got to be on point because somebody might get sick. So you go from – I went from inactive – to active, playing special teams, figuring it out in real life bullets, not trying to mess up, but make a couple tackles here and there to start, and never left the field for 7 years. Mm. Just like that. Keon the same way. He went from practice squad to inactive with me to playing, and he was just playing special teams while I was starting. He got to start the last two games of the year, end up starting periodically, goes to Atlanta Falcons. He's a stalwart until, unfortunately, he passed away to a freak accident while he was on vacation. Mm. So for these kids and Mike Eckler, that's where he's got to really, really preach them to show them the process of how you become a really good player. You're in the process of learning, and you got to work while you wait to get on the field. But don't think you need to just sit there and wait on the sidelines while the game's being played. If you want to catch the coach's attention and you're not starting, be a hellraiser on special teams. Be a dude that everybody's talking about. Be a person that makes a big play on special teams, or just consistency. Be the special teams captain. You know, there was a linebacker here a few years ago, last name Taggy, number 56. He probably was, I don't think he was big enough to play like four down, you know, on the regular, mm-hmm. you know, defense.
Westside kid, right?
Yeah. Westside kid. Tough, fast, embraced it. There you go. John Bullock, who played phenomenal this year at linebacker.
Kai Bayer last year.
Mekhi Bear, two years ago, yeah, got started on special teams. Bullock was a safety kind of hybrid on kickoff. That's what his deal was. Mm-hmm. Mekhi Bear was hurt that year, but last year, before he started getting his real run, how do you think he got on there? Against Colorado or Minnesota? Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Now he's off in Missouri getting paid to play linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
Life can come at you quick, man, and you got to be able to take advantage of it. So you have a coach that, you know, it's hard for me to, like, I think Ed Foley's still around, right? Is he still a part of it?
No idea.
Okay, well, whether he is or not, but it's hard for me to, like, you got a new coach. I don't like talking about past coaches when I know and I can see he's doing everything possible. And then when it's a player type of thing,
mm-hmm.
I always kind of lessen talking about the coach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I think – so let's just talk on Eckler. You got a coach to come in here with a pedigree, so you got to respect him. He's seen better players. They're in the college football playoffs. So even if you want to pick his brain about whatever position, he's on that staff. I mean, it was on that staff, mm-hmm. right? And then also, you ain't going to be able to chill on special teams. You ain't.
Not anymore.
This dude's a former linebacker.
Mm.
He crazy.
Music to Jay Foreman's ears.
Yeah. But he crazy as all get out. That's how he got on the field.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he's making his living. He got on the field at Kansas State, mm-hmm. special teams.
Yeah.
And he played whenever he could play on defense. He parlayed that into a full-time job. So if you don't think he knows special, he's played it. He knows what it's like, mm-hmm. to run down on kickoff. Now, listen, he had to bust wedges. You get one-on-one blocks. So anything that he's telling you, he's never been able to do. So he's only going to be able
to. He's trying to live through you at this point.
Right. So I think he'll be a great locker room guy. I think he'll be a energy boost. I think he'll fit right in. And I'm sure Coach Rule going to let him do his thing. You want crazy people on special teams because you got to be crazy. You got to be crazy to play special teams.
But it's also funny that you say you have to be crazy, but it's also the most rational decision you can make. Bare bones, end of the day, the cold, hard, rational fact is you have to play special teams if you're going to make a roster.
I started 7 to 9 years, and I played special teams every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year. And to be honest with you, I think, and here's a lesson for everybody else out there. My aha moment was, and this was a reality check to me. So I had a good first year, and then Music City Miracle. We come back the next year. I'm too focused on defense, but we got our two starters back, right? We think we should be making a Super Bowl run. I did not have a very productive special teams preseason, right? But I felt like Sam Coward, my boy Sam Coward came in 20 pounds overweight. So I played all his.
He was on the Luca plan.
Yeah.
Or so vice versa.
They thought they were doing him wrong by not letting him play in the preseason. He ain't care because all he knew he was starting, right? Right. Well, guess who? I was playing the 80 plays in preseason,
mm-hmm.
and the special teams. Your boy was dead tired. And I probably could have been in better shape, I would say, but I don't think you could ever get in that type of shape. And I wasn't able to be as effective on special teams as I'd like.
Mm.
Well, Wade Phillips, he did it. He did something to me that was phenomenal. I don't know if he called Coach Osborne and was like, how to push his buttons or whatever. We played. Hey, when your boy, he made me inactive.
Mm-hmm.
He made me inactive against the Tennessee Titans when we were trying to get that get back on Thursday night. And when I tell you Buffalo Bills, that stadium was electric. And my Keon was playing. Keith Newman was playing. Antoine Winfield was playing. Peerless Price was playing. They even had sorry self Bobby Collins out there playing because he was the third tight end. And I was watching.
Mm.
And here's how I know it was a lesson to motivate me. Well, first of all, that whole week in practice, I was tearing off into everybody. I probably fought every day. I fought Sheldon Jackson. I didn't even care. I was just mad. I wasn't saying anything. I was just mad. But I was so mad. At first, I was mad at Wade. Then I was mad at Ted Cottrell. Then I was mad at the situation. Then I was mad at my agent. Well, then my dad said, you're missing out at the person you need to be mad at.
He's looking back at you in the mirror.
You need to be mad at yourself. And he's like, what you going to do about it? Well, then I decided I'm going to go fight. You know what I'm saying? But it was the frustration. But it was a lesson to me, though. But when I tell you this, I was inactive that next game. It was on. And after that, that's how I was up for the Pro Bowl and all the other stuff. Was we played Green Bay that next game, and it was a long time coming because we played Thursday night. It's kind of mini bye week. Then you got to play Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I think in this is how things can change for you rapidly. Whereas went down on special teams. My grandma came up. You know, she probably, you know, I need some good home cooking, you know, some love from grandma. She drove up from D.C. with my aunts and stuff. And I end up having three tackles on special teams, forced fumble, and a fumble recovery. Mm. Then I got in on defense and got busy. Mm. And we used to take this stuff called Zenadrin. Is it Zenadrin or something like that? It was an energy pink. Ephedrine. No, it was Ephedrine or something. Yo. And it was hot. Hey, your boy was on. I mean, I don't know what was
Cloud 19.
I mean, when I hit that line, it was I would have ran through a brick wall. You know what I'm saying? And then from there, it just took off. Then I started to play. Then I was a core special team starter. Then I was like expected to have one or two tackles on special teams to get my blocks. Then I started to be a factor where people started to take me serious on special teams. Then all the while, I started to chink and chunk my way to become a better defensive player. Then that run happened. Mm. Then I hit that magical run, Austin, of six games and like 96 tackles. It was like I was LT out there. They didn't see me do that. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
You can go from, you can go from the outhouse to the penthouse real quick, but you can go from the penthouse to the outhouse probably even faster. And so for these kids on the roster, if you want to secure yourself, if you like Nebraska, you like the facility over there, you like going to these events like the basketball games, mm-hmm. and up to Omaha and all this stuff, and you like when people like recognize you. All right. If you ain't that dude, if you aren't on the marketing stuff, you're not him. Mm. Not yet.
And even if you are in the marketing stuff,
you got targets.
Watch out.
Right. But if you want to get there, if you better be working on that get off. So when you're doing, and reason why the attacking the ball on kickoff and doing that, because that will allow you time to develop. Mm-hmm. The problem is that people think development means I come in as a receiver, I'm not very good, I'm an All-American next. Sometimes you need time, but special teams buys you time. You gain stuff by being on special teams. You don't mm-hmm. just you don't lose by being on special team. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get more, not less.
Right, you get more or less. So Nebraska got last two additions. Now they got their, well, at least spring roster set. Diving into winter condition. We're going to take a quick break, come back. A lot of NBA trades, but that dude in the NFL has requested a trade. I wonder why. Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School. We'll be right back.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.